Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thank you, Anna. And hello, everyone. Welcome to Episode 5 of the Minister's Friend Podcast. We're gaining lots of followers. Thank you so much for your support. I'm glad you've joined us today. In this week's episode, we'll hear the third installment of my interview with Dr. Tom Johnston of the Praxis Center for Church Development about the need for pastors to have mentors. In today's conversation, I ask Tom about mentoring millennials and younger generations. Tom talks about spiritual parentage and also helps us understand what pastors need from a mentor. But first, as has been our pattern, I want to begin with another pastor's testimony about the importance of having a mentor in ministry. Dave pastors a medium-sized rural congregation in Wisconsin. He talks about what he sought out in a mentor. Here's his story.
For me as a pastor, when I look at mentoring, I look at something that really, when I experienced it for the first time, I didn't realize it was happening. To have my youth pastor working alongside me as I prepared to preach at a gospel mission in the inner city, I still have the notes that he and I put together. And I look back at that, and I look at that as a model of when I first realized that I was intentionally being mentored. And it was for a purpose. And that mentoring relationship developed into a close friendship and one that continues to this day. And so that set the tone for the future for me. I sought relationships that we now call mentoring. I sought out the input of pastors who are a little farther down the road than I am. I've sought that input. I've sought that contribution. I've sought that sharing of their lives with mine. And it has shaped me into the man and into the pastor that I am today. I had a great theological education, and that's exactly what it was. It was a theological education. And my first placement full time out of seminary, I was placed with a man who had been in ministry for about 25 years. And he'd been around the block. And he so willingly and selflessly and intentionally shared his life and his ministry with me that I always used to say that he taught me everything I didn't learn in seminary. Just because he allowed me to walk alongside him. His ministry wasn't his ministry. It was our ministry, and he wanted me to share in it with him. I learned so many people skills from my boss, so to speak. I learned so many pastoral skills from my boss. I learned organizational skills for ministry from my boss. And he and I maintained contact till shortly before he went home to be with the Lord. And, you know, what a loss that was. And the neat thing is that not only did he do that for me, he did that for others that I had no idea about, even as I was walking alongside of him. Just the simple sharing of life and sharing of ministry. It set a tone for me as I was young in ministry. It set a tone for me going forward in ministry and something I'm able to apply in my ministry even today. I had a man who came to Christ probably about 10 years ago. Came to me the day after he retired. And with tears in his eyes, he said, "Now what do I do?" So I began to to disciple him and to mentor him. Being a little younger, he had some pretty good Bible knowledge because he poured himself into the scripture. Only he didn't have a man that was really pouring himself into him. And so I did that. And we met weekly for a couple of years, and then that tailed off a little bit. But the whole idea, mentoring idea of watch me, do it together. I watch you, you do it with someone else. The freshness of it is that I found out 2 weeks ago that he's moving to another state. And God has given him a vision to provide a place for pastors and missionaries to come and rest and to be a place of quietness, a place of reflection, a place of respite, but also a place where he can encourage pastors and missionaries. But I know God is in this because of how he has ministered to me. He's right where Lord wants him to be. And just yesterday, another man has stepped up, said, "Hey, you know, I'm ready. Walk with me through this. Teach me what you taught this other guy." It's like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Dave's mentoring experience was transformative. His mentors have shared life with him, not just ministry tasks. And the result was learning a level of ministry that seminary could not teach. This is the kind of mentoring we're promoting. Now, let's get back to my interview with Tom Johnston and see how we best invest in the next generations. You know, I love that you talk about the boomer generation, what was expected. You and I are both boomers, kind of on the tail end. My wife loves to tell me, because she was born in 1965, I'm a boomer and she's not. But that pull yourself up by the bootstraps thing, I was actually taught that by my grandfather. You know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And I had to ask my dad, what are bootstraps? I didn't even know what they were at the time when I was a kid. But something I'm seeing, and I'm wondering if you see the same thing, the newer generations, the more recent generations, millennials, Xers, they tend to actually value mentoring more, don't they?
Well, they do. They do very much so. And I think it's because they realize that there's been a lack of actual transmission of life skills and just general understanding of life that they've come to. And some of the difficulty is some of those folks in those generations come to the table either with a disdain for those who are older than them, or they try to come to table as peer. And because they have been taught an egalitarianism that doesn't make distinction for one's experience or greater knowledge. And so they come to the table believing they bring the same thing to the table as everybody else. And therefore, it's a little bit difficult sometimes for them to learn. But once that you're able to build relationship and kind of flow past that, there's a great openness to this. And quite honestly, as I see in the scripture in the New Testament, we get caught up on leadership titles of elder, deacon, pastor, apostle, whatever you want to say. But the primary metaphor throughout the New Testament is for leadership is spiritual parentage. So constantly Jesus says, "My little children," the apostles use that phrase. The whole idea is very much more familial. And so with that, I think that there is a spiritual parenting role that mentors can play. And I think that's really what this is about. Like Paul said, seeing Christ formed in someone, giving birth to Christ in someone. And so I think there's this spiritual parenting role, especially that can take place with the younger generations. I have a number of younger men and women, not younger now, but in their 30s, 40s, who would see my wife and I as spiritual parents. And, you know, that's across a number of different ethnic groups and across some geography. And so with that, when they identify you in that way, it really aligns with the scripture. And then it makes their heart open to receive what you have to give them. So I think if those spiritual parentages, spiritual older brothers and sisters, spiritual aunts and uncles, I think those are all very important things to bridge the gap and to meet the need of those who are seeking those things. And I'll be really honest with you today, with Gen Z, we're finding There's a lot of mentoring that has to go on for basic life skills, checkbook, personal care, navigating healthcare, all the basic stuff that you would think perhaps in our generation that we had mastered by the time we left home is not the case today. And so there's a lot of skill transfer and basic stuff that is happening. So at my house, a lot of the times we have some young guys get together. We're involved in doing things like using chainsaws, axes, saws, building stuff, putting stuff together, using tools, mm-hmm. and showing them how to do those things. So it's kind of become a thing. At a men's group last year, I think we had a men's group meeting, and I issued a man card. And so if you were going to have a man card, you were going to get new next year, you needed to invest in the life of another man.
Yeah. Cue and the grunt from Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Exactly. Right. So how do you invest in someone else? My wife, of course, doing that with a number of women doing the same kind of thing, investing spiritually and practically. So I think there is a lot of openness in younger generations to that.
So specifically getting back to the idea of mentoring pastors, what are the things that we need to invest in pastors? What are the areas where we really need to concentrate on?
Kathy and I have had the privilege out of our, we've pastored five churches and we've sent out 8 church plants. And of the 5 we pastored directly, we've planted 4 of those. So we've had a lot of life-on-life engagement with people. So out of that, we've sent out 41 pastors into credentialed ministry to either church plant, assistant churches, go to the foreign mission field, whatever it may be. And I can tell you that the same thing that we would want for every other person is the same thing that pastors need. It's a holistic approach to development of their identity, the capacity of their heart, and the skill set that helps them bring their destiny. For pastors, of course, there's a specific skill set that you want to help them develop. Church planters, a specific skill set. Missionaries, a specific skill set. So the only difference between the average everyday disciple, so to speak, and a pastor who's in development is that you're going to focus more on a little bit more on skill set development that's specific to ministry. Otherwise, if you don't develop them holistically and mentor them holistically, you're creating the same problem as you would with anybody else. And that's why we created the Trevium Institute for Leader Development. We wanted to have an online academics that's only accessible through a mentoring relationship. So we don't have open enrollment. It has to be a certified mentor that we've trained that invites a student into that as an apprenticeship for ministry to make sure the holistic formation is taking place. Because theological institutions don't primarily focus on the holistic development. They focus mostly on theological and skill set development. And we don't see how you can divorce it from that, those things from each other. Jesus did it in a very integrated fashion.
Mentoring is about life, not just the tasks of ministry. Therefore, the mentoring of pastors is essentially similar to discipleship and the mentoring of others for spiritual vitality and character formation, just with a special emphasis on developing ministry skills. We'll have the last installment of my interview with Tom in next week's episode. Hasn't this been good? As you've been listening to these episodes, perhaps you're concluding that you need to be mentored in this way. We'd love to help you find your own mentor. Please don't hesitate to email us at podcast@johnrkimble.com. That's podcast@johnrkimble.com for more information. I'm so glad you're in our audience today. Until next time, be sure to check out our show notes. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Minister's Friend Podcast. Let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend Podcast with pastor and author John Kimble. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimble.com. That's podcast@johnrkimble.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!